You hear a talk by Professor Jacqueline Jacquard on the role played by twin studies in understanding behavioral genetics. Now, listen to the audio as many times as you need to understand all the words. You should view the answers only after having tried your best.
Twin studies remain a favorite tool of behavioral geneticists. Researchers have used twin studies to try to disentangle the environmental and genetic backgrounds of varieties of traits, from aggression to intelligence to schizophrenia to alcohol dependence. However, despite the popularity of twin studies, some psychologists have long questioned assumptions that underlie them, like the supposition that fraternal and identical twins share equal environments, or that people choose mates with traits unlike their own. The equal environments assumption, for example, has been debated for at least 40 years. Many researchers have found evidence that the assumption is valid, but others remain skeptical. Overall, twin studies' assumptions remain controversial. In response, though, researchers are working to expand and develop twin study designs and statistical methods. And while the assumptions remain a stumbling block for some researchers, many agree twin studies will continue to be an important tool, along with emerging genome and molecular research methods in shedding light on human behavioral genetics. The classical twin study design relies on studying twins raised in the same family environments. Monozygotic or immoro identical twins share all of their genes, while dizygic or fraternal twins share only about 50% of them. So, if a researcher compares the similarity between sets of identical twins to the similarity between sets of fraternal twins for a particular trait, then any excess likeness between the identical twins should be due to genes rather than environment. Researchers use this method and variations on it to estimate the heritability of traits, the percentage of variance in a population due to genes. Modern twin studies also try to quantify the effect of a person's shared environment, family the best example, and unique environment, which is the individual events that shape a life on a trait. It is assumed that people are as likely to choose partners who are different from themselves as they are to choose partners who are similar for a particular trait. If, instead, people tend to choose mates like themselves, then fraternal twins could share more than 50% of their genes and hence more similarities on genetically influenced traits, because they would receive similar genes from their mothers and fathers. It is also assumed that fraternal and identical twins raised in the same homes experience equally similar environments, but some research suggests that parents, teachers, peers and others may treat identical twins more similarly than fraternal twins. Some researchers think that interactions between genes and environment, rather than genes and environment separately, may influence many traits. A recent study suggests that a gene might moderate inclination for violence, particularly in people who are severely maltreated as children. Many twin study designs don't take this type of complication into account. Traits can be inherited through different genetic mechanisms. For traits governed by dominant genetic mechanisms, a dominant gene inherited from one parent trumps a recessive gene inherited from the other parent. If a person inherits a recessive gene for blue eyes from one parent and a dominant gene for brown eyes from the other parent, then the dominant brown gene wins and the person's eyes are brown.